It's the after show. Warm1013.com. Our little podcast. You want to share it with your friends? Please do. And Nikki was on vacay.
Yes. And you guys, something really cool happened on vacation. Mm-hmm. I told you guys we went to Michigan with the family, and one of the places we went was Mackinac Island, mm-hmm. where they don't have any vehicles.
That's
it's just
cool.
Like horse and carriage, yeah. and riding your bike. So little Mason was, we were hanging out in the park below the fort, and he finds this rock. And it's like polished up. It has friends on it. It's and then it has something written on the back. And it's basically this Facebook group called 717 Rocks, where these rocks are hidden all across the country.
Oh, wow.
That's
and
awesome.
If you find the rock, they call it a friendship rock, you either you can keep it or you rehide it somewhere else.
Well, this is funny because, you know, last summer, not this past one we just had, but the summer before, my wife was painting rocks and putting them in the park near our house
right.
for kids to find. And some kid, you know, at least one person posted on Facebook her little boy finding a rock. He was so happy. It made my wife so happy. Yes.
It is so cool. So I go to this Facebook page, 717 Rocks. This rock had been found on Cape May, New Jersey.
Wow.
A few weeks before, and Mason found it on Mackinac Island.
Wow.
So now, of course, we're probably going to bring it here to New York.
Yeah.
We have it here in New York and hide it somewhere here.
Definitely.
But all these different rocks. And it was so funny. We were in the little general store area, and this old man motioned me over. He's like, did your son find a rock? They watched the whole thing. They saw him find it, and they were just so excited. Yeah. They're like, we found it in Cape May. And these are like, you know, maybe 70, 80-year-old grandparents that were so
awesome.
Excited by the rock. And now Mason, his favorite thing is like, oh, you guys didn't forget my rock, right? And the big thing is, where is he going to hide it?
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome. Cool.
Isn't it awesome?
Letchworth. Got to go to Letchworth with it.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Great
idea. That's a good one. Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, I love doing stuff. My wife loves doing stuff like that, and she's really a good little painter, and she can paint some really cool. She has those little houses, or she takes a rock, and if it looks like a bunny, she makes a bunny or a
she's
dog.
She's such an artiste.
She is.
Sure.
She really is something else. So, that's a nice story. That's very nice.
It's so cute.
All right.
Christy, what do you got going this weekend?
Oh, this weekend, darling, I have football and football and football. I have practice tomorrow. I have football on Sunday for Nate. And then next week, he's going to have two footballs.
Oh, jeez.
So
now he's QB1, right?
What does that mean?
Quarterback. He's
the first string quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Forever.
She's like,
duh. What do you think? He's my dog.
I want him to be on that QB1 when he gets older. Jason mentioned something that was on Netflix, by the way. He goes, we got to fix this house up before he's on QB1. I was like, oh.
Was that a TV show? Hold on. I don't know what that is.
Yes. It's a reality show.
Oh.
Of kids in their last year of high school.
Oh, okay.
Oh my goodness.
Trying to make. And they do. Like, there were some really good quarterbacks on there.
Yeah.
They go D1, and that's why it's QB1.
Oh my goodness. He really could be on it.
He could definitely be on it.
Which means, Nikki, my dreams would come true.
Christy will be on a reality show.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And I will outshine them all.
Oh, God. You are such reality show perfect.
Aren't I?
Oh, my God. You are.
I was meant for it.
That will be your retirement.
It could be.
Because you'll get rich.
Because we'll have a spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
A spinoff.
I like it, Christy.
Yep.
Yeah, I think
like
it's a home run.
So we've been trying to come up with new nicknames because Nate doesn't like Nate Train.
That's a great.
Why?
Yeah.
He's always been Nate Train.
I know. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. So I looked some up.
Oh, Nate Dog.
There's that.
Dog, okay.
Shark Nate O.
Oh, no.
Right?
Ooh.
Tor Nate O.
Depends.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
There were some other ones.
Depends on what school. They're thinking colleges. What school are we thinking about?
I don't know.
All right.
He said Ohio State, Michigan. He wants to be in the cooler states because he doesn't want to be too hot.
I get it, especially playing football. Yeah, I get it. All right.
Originally, Florida, I wanted, but he said it's going to be too hot.
Too hot.
Well, his dad said that.
Yeah.
So
not in football season. It's not that hot.
That's in Florida. It's always hot, Tony. Oh.
That's true.
Yeah. All right.
Stop trying to lie to the child. So we got to come up with some new nicknames.
I still like Nate Train. That's too bad.
Sharknado,
Tornado, those are both good.
Yep.
Okay.
There were some other ones I forgot.
But I'm sure he'll have plenty. But one's got to stick. Because
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Oh, Nate.
Just call him Tom Brady.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
I don't know. We have plenty.
Oh, and then there was an N. You know how they have Nate the Great?
Yeah.
But it was N8 the GR8.
Right.
Oh, that was cute, right?
That's a license plate, you know?
Okay, well, it could be a brand.
It could. Ooh, it could. Look at you thinking
I'm working,
already.
I'm working it.
She's working it. You know, Nikki, she's going to be really rich with this kid.
Yeah. It didn't work out quite so well with the husband to get rich, so apparently now I'm banking on the child.
He's still working on it, Chris. He's still working on it.
Honey, he's going to be 50 soon. How much longer are we going to work?
He's got this. He's got this. Uh-huh. He must be patient.
See, the thing is, Nate, if he plays baseball, he could have a longer career, but if he plays football, he'll be more famous. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Look at us already figuring out
And
this
I haven't even attempted to put him into golf yet.
Oh, that's what Shane's talking about for our oldest.
No, but he wants to.
Give him a club. You know what? If he's got a natural swing, he can play golf forever, and you don't get hurt. I mean, he
does take a lot of golf swings in lacrosse.
I know, really. Give it a shot. See what happens. You know?
Why not?
Well, Shane wants his oldest to play golf because then you get to play at all the area golf courses for free, supposedly.
Oh, that's cool.
Is that
cool.
true?
Well, I don't know if that's true, if he knows about it, if he's looked into it, maybe that's the case.
And then he's like, do they have a assistant coaching position?
Now, does he golf, your husband?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I don't look at him as a golfer. I don't see him as a golfer.
He likes to golf,
Oh, wow.
He does everything. Like she said, he does everything.
He does everything.
Jason can golf, but he is not good.
Really?
He over...
Hit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it goes like so
the
far.
The one thing Jason's not good at.
Yeah. It's terrible golfer, he said.
I'm a terrible golfer, too. I've tried it. Two things I'll never be able to do in my life, golf or ski.
Oh, my goodness. Jason can't ski either.
I've tried skiing. I just can't do it. First of all, I don't like winter, okay? So that's one thing. Secondly...
You live in New York?
Yes. Secondly, when I was, 20-something years ago, even longer, a little further, 30 years ago, I tried it. Now, I have to rent shoes, okay? Ski boots, rather, okay? Now, they don't make ski boots in size 15s, okay?
They don't?
No, back then they didn't. So I have to stuff my foot into a smaller... And it hurts already. No. So already I'm in pain. Okay.
And walking in those boots is not fun.
And then I'm not a big fan of heights. So going on the chairlift and then jumping off the chairlift. I took the skis off and walked down. That's what
walked down?
I got like 20 yards down and I was hurting. I was like, this sucks. So I took the skis off and I was on the bunny hill at Bristol. So I walked down.
OMG. Okay? That's so sad.
And my brother, who is a great skier, said to me, he goes, you're unteachable.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. And I get it. So I never skied and I never water skied because of my back problems. I didn't want to take that chance. But golfing, same thing with my back problems, plus the fact I just suck. I just can't. I get a one good shot.
At least you can admit it.
Yeah. One good shot and I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. I want to do this all the time. But then the next shot you take, no. So it's not, And I have a friend who always wants to take me to these fancy golf courses. And first of all, I don't have any fancy golf shoes for the same reason. They didn't have ski boots. And I don't have clothing that looks good on a golf course. But, I got
asked to be with a bunch of doctors for a golf tournament. Mm-hmm. They wanted an all-female. I was like, you don't want me on your team.
Yeah.
Do you want any chance of winning?
Right.
Yeah. You want to have fun, Nikki could be on your team.
That's right.
I'll drive the golf court. The golf cart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drive the golf cart for
him. That's it. All you need to do.
I did work at a country club.
Really?
One summer, back when I worked three jobs to try to pay to go to college, and I worked in the men's lounge.
What do you do in the men's lounge?
Anything.
It's just this weird thing where only men can go. So they would go down there and have like dinner or lunch and drinks. It sounds
nice.
Way worse than it is.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, only men were allowed down there.
Oh, jeez.
That's so.
And they let you in, of course.
They let me in. I served them up drinks.
Yes. Now, I used to do a lot of, people used to ask me to MC a lot of golf tournaments. And so every Monday in the summertime for many, many years, I was, MCing golf tournaments and they'd ask me to play it as you can play. So they put me with like a great foursome, right? And the first thing I said to the people, first of all, they were all wonderful, knowing that I couldn't golf for beans. And I said, listen, I'm the expendable one. So, I know you got to take a shot. You got to use one of my shots, because they do best ball. But everybody was very nice. We never won a tournament. I showed up at one for the Salvation Army, and the guy shows up with a one iron, which I'd never seen before. And he was a scratch golfer. You know what that means?
I don't even know anything you're
okay.
saying
yeah.
right now.
All I hear is womp, womp.
One iron, that there's a joke about only God could hit a one iron, okay? And scratch golfer means that he doesn't have a handicap. He's like so good that, you know, he doesn't need a handicap. So he's like, and I just told the guy, so you probably wanted to win this tournament, didn't you? Well, you're not going to. And of course, we never did. But they're all. Everybody is very nice. That's one thing about golfers. I say they're all very nice, knowing that I couldn't play for beans. And even if they wanted to win, they knew they weren't gonna. So they just played and had fun.
They were nice to his face.
That's right.
Never invite Infantino
exactly.
again.
Exactly. All right. Well, listen. Go have a good Labor Day weekend. Get on
yes.
the golf course. Get on the picnic. It's got a little hot and hamburgers.
Fun.
Do something fun, and we'll see you Tuesday morning. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.